Our Heavenly Father, who invites us to talk to him as a perfect dad, he is incomprehensibly powerful. He is wise beyond all human wisdom, unfailingly just, completely loving, totally awesome, and good. And a word for all of that rolled up into one is holy. God is so holy that any place where he is holy. And we even call his very name holy. I'm going to read to you from the book of Exodus, chapter 3. One day Moses was taking care of Jethro's sheep. Jethro was the priest of Midian and also Moses' father-in-law. Moses led the sheep to the west side of the desert. He came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in the flames of fire coming out of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but it was not burning up. So Moses said, "I will go closer to this strange thing. How can a bush continue burning without burning up?" And we're going to watch a video of that dramatization.
Here I am.
Take the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground.
Who are you?
I am that I am.
I don't understand.
I am the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You were born of my mother, Yohanan. You are our brother.
What do you want with me?
Anywhere God is holy, which is why we invited you to take your shoes off as you came in this morning. I just want to invite you now to greet one another, and as you greet one another, we have a couple questions for you if you want to answer them. Maybe go shake someone's hand and just ask them, how did you feel about taking off your shoes, and what does it mean to you to be in the presence of a holy God? So go shake somebody's hand and just discuss this for a minute as we... I invite you to come back to your seats now. Though you may want to stand as we sing the words to our holy God, holy, holy, holy. Let's stand and sing these words together.
Morning, my
Thank you. You may be seated. When Jesus was on earth, he demonstrated what it was like to pray continually. People saw what he was doing and how God was with him. And so they wanted to know how he prayed, and so they came to him and asked him. So hear the words from Luke chapter 11. One time Jesus was praying in a place, and when he finished, one of his followers said to him, "John taught his followers how to pray. Lord, please teach us how to pray too." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say," and I'm sure that most of you are familiar with the words that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. So we're going to put them up onto the screen and we'll just say them together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Very good. Thank you for that. The Bible also tells us that if we are sorry for our sins and ask God for forgiveness, God will forgive us. And we can do that right now. Let's tell God that we are sorry for our sins and ask God to forgive us. We're going to read this prayer again together, but we're going to read it in a way that it becomes a confession to God. And so for those of you who can read, you can read along. And for those who cannot read, you can always say the part that's the same. And so for instance, we'll say, "Our Father in heaven, we are sorry that we do not always use your name in the best way possible." And we're always going to say, "We do not always." So listen for that and say it if you can't read, okay? So we're going to read this together. Our Father in heaven, we are sorry that we do not always use your name in the best way possible. We do not always work to help your kingdom come to all people. We do not always do what you want us to do. We do not always appreciate what you give us from day to day. We do not always forgive people who hurt us. We do not always follow you. We do not always trust you to keep us safe. Our Father in heaven, forgive us our sins. Amen. And the Bible also says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So because Jesus died on the cross, you can be certain that God has forgiven your sins today. So let's sing a song of thankfulness to God for being forgiven our sins. We're going to sing "Freely, Freely."
God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share his love as he told. Oh, God.
To our time of offering now. God, our loving Heavenly Father, gives us everything we need for our daily lives. God expects us to appreciate these gifts and to use them appropriately for our own good, but also to give for the good of other people. In our offerings today, we are simply giving back to God a part of what God has given to us so that it can be used for His special work through this congregation. Visitors, please know that you're not required to give an offering. We're just happy that you are here with us today and that you've chosen to worship with us this morning. But our church members love to make contributions to the work of this church. So we're going to sing an offering song, and as we do that, please take up our offering. Let's pray for the offering. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you taught us to pray for our needs, for our daily bread. And so we do bring our needs before you this morning. And we just ask that as we give, that you would multiply what we give and use this money to work in our church and throughout Prince Albert to the ends of this earth. Because we ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray. Amen.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Yeah, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. The splendor of the King. And time is in His hands. He can
Kevin.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
What? Huh? What? Who are you?
Tell me something. Yeah. Why do you call God our Father?
Well, sorry, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Kimolo. Okay. I'm just wondering what you're doing.
Yeah,
here.
I'm Mandy, and I was just going to pray my prayer.
Oh, so you're Mandolini.
Some might choose to call me
the
that.
The great Mandini.
Yes.
Okay.
Seriously now?
Seriously
now. Why? Why do we call God our Father? Well, God encourages us to call him Father and to believe that we really are his children.
So what?
Well, so you can pray to God with complete confidence, just like you might talk to your very best and loving parent.
All his other children can do the same thing?
Well, yeah, but not only that. See, when we pray our Father, we're praying for all God's other children, too.
Oh, not just for myself?
No, for everyone.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Can I go on?
Well, certainly.
All right. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Hold it!
Yes?
What in the world is hallowed? Is that like Halloween?
Well, hallowed it's a big word, but it means very, very special and really, really clean and very, very powerful.
Oh, must be like God or something.
That's right.
But isn't God already holy?
Well, absolutely.
So why bother praying like this?
Well, in this prayer, we're asking, Father, help us to keep your name holy.
I don't get it. How can we keep God's name holy?
Well, let's see. We keep God's name holy when we teach God's word clearly and correctly, and when we live the way God wants us to live.
And if we don't live like God wants us to live?
Well, if we go against God's word in our teaching or in the way that we live, then we're bringing disgrace on God's name.
Oh, no. I do not want that to happen.
Well, that's why we pray, Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Right. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come.
I've heard about kingdoms in movies, but what is God's kingdom?
Well, God's kingdom is any place where God is the one who's in charge.
No kidding. Isn't God in charge of everything anyway?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So, why pray like this then?
Well, when we pray, your kingdom come, we're asking that God would come rule over us.
What? How does he do that? How does he rule over us?
Well, when God rules over us, he gives us his Holy Spirit to help us believe in what God says and to live as his people, both here on earth, but also when we go to live in heaven.
Believing in his word and living as his people. That sounds like how we keep his name holy.
So?
Keeping God's name holy and being in God's kingdom are sort of the same thing. Yeah?
That's right.
Okay. Perfect.
Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven.
The great Mandolini?
Yes?
I have a small question for you.
Uh-huh.
One that begs the questioning. The big question, maybe. What is God's will?
Well, God's will is all the kind and good things he wants for us, for your life, and the life of all of his children here today.
But we already covered this. He's in charge of everything and his kingdom. Can't he make things happen his way?
Well, let's see. Well, the devil
and
our own sinful nature and people who are against God want to stop us from keeping God's name holy and having him rule as our king.
So when we pray this prayer...
Well, we're asking God to break their power.
Wow-wee! That's cool!
Well, and you know what else?
What?
In this prayer, we're asking, Father, do your kind and good things for us and to us and through us.
Sorry, I'm just a monkey. I don't get it. How does that happen?
Well, we're asking God to make our faith in Jesus strong and to help us trust God's word as long as we live.
And that's how God's good and kind will is done? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Rock on.
All right.
Cool.
Your will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Excuse me.
Yes.
What is daily bread? I'm hungry.
Well, daily bread is everything that we need for our lives, not just bread.
Oh, you mean like food and grub and the sweet denim clothes I wear? Uh-huh.
Right, and maybe a place to live.
And money and stuff and stuff.
And a good family.
And friends. Oh, I like friends.
And a safe community.
Whew, is that all?
I expect you could go on for quite a while.
Yeah, like good weather and no more snow.
How about health?
Yeah, and peace.
Ah, peace. World peace and peace in our homes and in our hearts.
Amen, sister.
Oh, yes, amen.
Amen, preacher. But, yes? Doesn't God more or less give all that stuff to everyone? Whether they're good or bad? Whether we ask or not?
Absolutely.
So I ask the question again. Why do we pray that prayer?
Well, in this prayer, we're asking God our Father to come and to help us see that all the daily bread he gives us is a gift from him and to be thankful to him for it.
Thankful, you say?
Yes, thankful.
For everything!
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let's hear an amen. Or not. Okay, moving on.
All right. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Mandini.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy Weenie. Question.
Yes.
Small question.
Mm-hmm.
What are sins?
Well, what do you think that sins might be?
Well, it's obvious. Doing bad stuff, I guess.
Well, that's right. But think back to earlier in our service, if you can remember that long.
No doubt.
Yeah, and we prayed a prayer of confession. So when we prayed, if God wants us to talk to him and trust him, then sin is...
not trusting him and not praying, I get it.
Yeah, and we talked about keeping God's name holy, so sin is...
not keeping God's name holy.
That's right. We talked about God's kingdom, so then sin would be...
not having God as our king.
Right, and we talked about daily bread.
Yeah, and I'm hungry still.
Mm-hmm.
And sin would be, like, not being thankful. Uh-huh.
Well, by those definitions, you could probably see that we sin every day.
Oh, I guess I deserve God's punishment.
Well, that's right, but don't worry, because when we remember the good news that Jesus took the punishment we deserve.
Oh, yeah. Sunday school teachers rock. They told me that Jesus died on the cross and rose again.
Huh. Right, and he did that to make us right with God again, and so we could be his children again.
And we can talk to him like our Father.
You've got it.
Yeah, and there's that other little bit, too.
Right. Forgive those who sin against us. Well, because we're God's children and we live in his kingdom and we've received all of God's good gifts.
And we've been forgiven. Amen.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Then when people do bad things to us or things that hurt us, we will gladly forgive them and be kind to them.
Mandini?
Yes?
I don't find that very easy.
Well, I don't find it very easy either, so that's why we always have to pray, like Jesus taught us to pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
I smell ya.
Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Sorry to keep interrupting them. Mm-hmm. But what is temptation?
Well, temptation is being encouraged or led into sin. And who do you think might want us to sin?
Oh, I know this one. The devil!
And who else?
other people maybe who are against God.
And don't forget the selfishness and sinfulness that's in our own hearts.
But God doesn't want us to sin, does he?
Absolutely not.
So I ask you again, O Great One, why do we pray like this?
Well, in this prayer, we're asking, Father, keep us safe from the devil and from our own sinful nature and from other people who are against God.
Check. Got it.
All right. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Okay, that's it. What's evil?
Evil is...
Are you evil?
Well, no.
Am I evil?
Evil is anything that could hurt our body and soul, our possessions, or our reputation.
Hey, what? The Sunday school teachers told me God gave us the victory and protects us from temptation.
Absolutely. And he makes us part of his kingdom, and he forgives us and gives our body and soul and our possessions and our reputations to us.
So I ask you, why pray the prayer?
Well, this prayer kind of sums up all our other prayers.
Like we were just doing?
Yes, you were we are asking, Father, save us from every kind of evil. Be with us and take us from the troubles of this world to be with you in heaven.
We're back to our Father in heaven.
You can be taught.
Bingo.
All right. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, hey, why didn't you ask me any more questions about the rest of the prayer? Well, did you know, for instance, that the word amen means...
Yes, yes, yes. I already know. You may call me Great One. I know what that means. Amen means, yes, it will happen. You say amen at the end of prayer because you are certain that our Father in heaven welcomes our prayers and answers them. For God taught us to pray like this, don't you know? And in the Bible, he promises he will answer when we pray to him.
Cool, you are absolutely right, and may I say you are very smart.
Thank you, and I might add, very humble as well.
Me too.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you later.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Before we continue on with song, I'm just going to offer up a prayer. Most of you get our bulletins every week, and so there are prayer requests on the back. There are many people in need of prayer, and there's probably a lot of ones that aren't voiced on the back of our bulletins that are in your own hearts. So we'll pray out loud for these ones, and also you can pray silently for things in your schools or things in your homes or anything that is on your heart that you wish to pray for. So let's talk to God, our loving Heavenly Father, together now. Our Lord God, we thank you so much that you have asked us to come before you in prayer and that you taught us to pray and that you have instructed us to ask for the things that we need. Lord, we just want to pray right now for those people in our community who have health needs. And I want to pray for Muriel and for Catherine and for Loa and for Irene. I want to pray for Jean Cook's family who's dealing with cancer, and for Lori Sandine, and also for Tina and that whole family as they continue to deal with so many problems. Lord, we are so thankful to be together this morning, but we think of those who cannot be with us. We pray for Mary and Annette and Mary Workantine and Sophie. And Lord, we're just so grateful that we can also pray for Paul and for Vince and Ken and Herman. And we just ask that you would bless them and give them a special measure of your grace today as they're in difficult situations. And Lord, I just want to pray for all the unspoken requests that are on our hearts and our minds today. We offer them up to you, and we just ask that with your Spirit you would give us peace, that we know that you know that we're not surprising you with anything, any prayer requests that we bring to you today, and that you have these in your hands. Thank you so much for being our loving Heavenly Father. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together as we sing, "To God Be the Glory."
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gates that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be on us now and never leave us. Now may your Dad at heaven bless you through the coming week. And go in peace. Amen.